Thank you, friends. Thank you for joining us this evening to help launch this course. 6 months, you might say, why 6 months? Why? You know, we could do it in 2 months. No, you really can't. It is a very deep and complex course, perhaps the most complex one that I've done in my 50 years of teaching. And I began teaching college in 1959. So I would have to say this is it. You know, this is the kind of culmination. It is, and I'd like to review with you just, well, semi-briefly, many of the things that I think are going to occur in the course. I mean, in the first one, I help review the characteristics of the possible human, as well as exploring the nature of the optimal template, And but Gandhi's words, you know, as human beings, our greatness lies not so much in being able to remake the world as to being able to remake ourselves. And this is a very big part of this course, the remaking of ourselves. And why is this important? Well, friends, it's because you are a space-time agent placed in a space-time body-mind vehicle that is programmed to operate at different levels of excellence and to make a difference in this particular space-time of Earth's history. And that's why we're calling for you living into a higher purpose and destiny rather than an ordinary one. I mean, given the nature of the problems and challenges that face us, you, that is, you who feel a yearning to take, to be the person you're really meant to be, you have to think about taking on your higher possibilities. I mean, historically, in evolution, as well as in culture, you know, dangers push us to a higher level, what we might call emergence through emergency. And the set of global problems that humanity is facing presently may turn out to be as important to our continued evolution as the oxygen crisis was a very long time ago. I mean, never in the history of the human race have the dangers been so extreme. Yet, in their role, these dangers, as evolutionary catalysts, they may be just what is needed to put us up to a higher level. And thus we hearken to the calling. We know that these are the times and we are the people. And what are we going to do about activating these latent capacities within ourselves that have been sort of hanging in there until this time when we had a sufficiency of complexity, crisis, and consciousness to allow us to really begin to emerge, emergence through emergency. And in the second week, we're going to talk about many of the sensory patterns, the motor patterns, the emotion, the intelligence, the understanding, the spirit. We're going to activate deeper levels of these physical and psychological capacities that will allow us to be able to become the more possible human. And one of the things I have you say there is you say, I agree to discovering ways of transcending and transforming the local self so that extraordinary life can arise. I agree to explore my passion to engender the passion for the possible in my human development while discovering what that possible is. I agree to reaching out towards my supreme destiny while knowing, and this is very important, knowing that it is reaching out to me. So we're going to help you restock your mind about yourself. That you are not a passive observer in the cosmos. I mean, the entire universe is expressing itself through you at this very moment. You are the universe in miniature. And that is why you have the capacity of seeing reality from so many more perspectives. You know, we often say that belief structures reality. What are the beliefs? What are the beliefs that are latent in you that really want to burgeon forth that will help you structure your reality in very significant and creative ways? And we will look at that. And then we will find ways of literally turning on the epigenes, euthening. So, and I was doing, I was making little movies in Denver yesterday, and everybody thought I was about 40, and I'm not. You know, I was 40, you know, a long time ago. But I may give you a few secrets. And you know, it doesn't have a thing to do with diet and exercise. You know, I have to eat whatever's put in front of me, even if it's fried worms, as happened once in China. A lot of my exercise has to do with carrying very heavy bags racing through airports, which actually is quite a lot of exercise. No, I mean, I do a little more than that. But a lot of it has to do with some secrets that I'm going to really give you during that particular third week, which is turning on the epigenes, turning on the genes that the aspects of the self that activate a very different genetic code. Deepak Chopra, when he teaches with me, he says that I have these very long telomeres. You know, they're the ones that that activate your youth thing. So I'm going to really come clean about it and really give you, and especially in the question and answer period for that period, how we actually extend we regenerate ourselves. And it's an internal process, and I'll show it to you. New kinds of awareness, and awareness initiates the shift in energy. And we now know that every cell in your body knows what you're thinking and is affected by it. Trillions of cells. You've got the all-time gossip column going on. Trillions of cells are talking about you. But as your awareness changes, your energy changes, and your body and mind changes, and as you do the exercises that we're going to give you, and you grow in awareness, you begin to notice very real shifts in your body-mind experience and the regenerative capacity of your body-mind. And here's an affirmation that I give you then. You will either accept, change, or even add to this affirmation, and this is it. I live in an inspired, guided state. I am always in touch with my entelechy, that's your higher purpose, and I play out my finest pattern and deepest destiny for the rest of my time on this earth. I know myself as a cosmic agent, a midwife to a finer society, a higher consciousness, a way of being on this planet at this time, a way, higher way. I'm an evolutionary evocateur of the higher plan of emergence for this planet at this time. I listen for and am inspired to receive both the vision of these possibilities as well as the passion to act to carry them out. I know that I come coded, but also have the receptors to both unfold my coding as well as receive the new codings and directives from the source. Each day I remember my source, and I listen for the movement and the plan. I know that I live on both cosmic and historical human levels and stay vigilant to bringing these two together, honoring both while I integrate their realities. And one of the things that we do, especially when we get to the fourth course, is knowing that you were sent, friends, you were sent to shape a destiny in which you will be able to express the very special gift that you bring to the world, and how to find that gift, how to quicken to the gift, how to feel the urgency of living in an extraordinary time to rekindle your creativity, how to awaken to the sense of destiny, how to come into rhythm with your life, you know, and what to do when you lose the rhythm. You know, when your life becomes wearyingly deliberate or anonymously automatic, and how to find this deeper rhythm of dynamic equilibrium, a readiness of spirit, a poise that is not self-centered, you see. And then on the fifth session, we will find the wild hunger to go cosmic, to understand so much, because, let's face it, we are that intersection between cosmology and biology. And our work, friends, whether it be a poem, a play, a social project, the creation of a new organization, a therapeutic procedure, a relationship, a new way of being, or the reinvention of ourselves, serves as the interface, the marvelous madcap melange of everyday muchness between the creator and the cosmos. So how do we go cosmic and highly creative, you see? And then the sixth, we now see that everything can be seen as possible to accomplish. And how do we determine to live in ways that make a better world and bring what I'm calling the divine pattern into form? And that's why we look at happiness. We look at rapture. Happiness, the art and science and manifestation of happiness to provide the fuel, the energy, the patterns, the knowledge, and the overwhelming desire and passion to fulfill your own divine work. and we find out how miracles can happen and how to make them and how to stand reality on its head. And what a natural thing, the abundance. Remember, I'm half Sicilian, so my grandmother didn't talk about abundance. She talked about abundanza, which is sort of abundance squared. The abundance of happiness, it's natural because we are embedded in the dancing rhythms of cosmic joy. And whether it is dancing with joy or communing with the beloved or serving those who need our help, happiness and the occasions for happiness are vested in all moments, any time. And it is where we choose to put our focus that is important. And too many of us have made a habit of unhappiness rather than seeing the positive and the vicissitudes of our life. I mean, I ask you this question. What would you be like? What would you be like if you took each moment to be a masterpiece of possibility? You would be intensely alive, present, connected both with all that is around you, but also with the abundanza of the inner knowledge you contain. The holy moment. And I talk about people who were passionately happy, people that I've known, including the great, wonderful being called Helen Keller, who I knew as a child. And I give you ways of contacting and continuing with joy. And then in the seventh and eighth session, we really look at the archetypes, the new emerging archetypes of the way that the universe works, and centration and emergence and allurement, and what is latent with you that is latent within the cosmos, and how to begin to activate these huge patterns in your life. My great friend Deepak Chopra, who's really one of the most expressive and successfully manifesting people I've ever met in my whole life, because he really believes that he's living out of these cosmic patterns and knows how to contact them. You know, you are all the forces of the universe that are trying to happen, that are happening and need to happen in this incredibly short span that we call our lives. You are the universe in miniature, but in full operation. And what is trying to manifest as this new species that is within you is attempting to unfold in your life. And that is how you yourself are central to a new myth, a new story. And you are, in fact, becoming archetypal in yourself through your endeavors, or if you prefer, you are in yourself growing the archetype, growing the God, small g, you see. And how you do this, really. and this is the first time in human history that we recognize what these forces are. And so that the metaphors that are arising, seamlessness, centration, allurement, emergence, homeostasis, cataclysm, synergy, transmutation, transformation, interrelatedness, radiance, you are the living metaphors and the universe. And you have thus the unique place as a cosmic force that allows you to be so co-creative with the higher plans, you see. Then around the ninth session, we'll get to the beloved. In that session, I give a kind of a whole course on how to meet and partner with the beloved of the soul, the spiritual beloved of the soul. Because in this great transition point in human history, where we take on so great a new responsibility, as well as maybe even leap off to the stars, both inward and outward, the goddess in you is yearning for you, and a good thing it is. Because most of us are probably not going to have enough passion for the possible in such a complex time unless we have the motive power that you gain from the relationship and the partnership with the spiritual beloved, you see. And then in the 10th session, where we really cross the final threshold, we come back to who we really are, and we live the rich experience of the highest purpose. And in this, I'll actually take the classical mystic path and the eight stages of moving from God's seed to God's self and entering new fields of being and being able to go through the dark night of the soul where you overcome the remaining shadows of old forms and habits of the lesser self, so that you can in fact come towards existing in a state of union with the one reality and become an agent for life, a center for energy, a partner and guide for spiritual reality in other people. You are God's stuff in the world. You are that great interface, as I said, between biology and cosmology. And we will give you means to integrate God's stuff into every aspect of your life, you see. And then in the 11th, we will actually discover that we are the players in the great game called paradox. And what is paradox? It is that we are both infinite and finite beings. And as finite beings, we are God's stuff incorporated in space and time. As infinite being, we are the living universe in an eternal yet spirited form of itself. And as this infinite self expressing aspects of spirit as a form of a living universe, we find ourselves capable of creating and sustaining the individual finite self. That's you, the human being, that is the microcosm, or if you will, the fractal of the infinite self. And what does this actually mean in terms of what you are able to succeed at and accomplish with this extended ecology of being in yourself in this world, and how to do it? And then in the 12th session, I will not only review the previous, but also give you access to how to create your own ongoing, sustaining, teaching, learning community wherever you are. Now, one of the things that I think that comes up is that you will have your associates, you will have your groups, as we did in the other. But I want you really to sustain and be with and be a midwife of souls to the members of your group and not get bored or if you get teed off, go off. No. How to hang in there. Because what you appreciate, friends, appreciates. What you hold on to will hold on to you. How to do this. And so I've devised a few little strategies for you that may be helpful in really staying on purpose also with community. Because ultimately, we need to, sustain and empower each other, in our individual communities as we do these. So I took the first 13 letters, actually I did this with my friend Peggy Rubin, the first 13 letters of the alphabet. So A is for altar. And what I'd like you to do is to create a sacred space for your intention. For your intention. And the intention of the supreme destiny. Have a place in your house maybe, or wherever, where you really intend to really stay with it, to stay with it, to be of it. And B is for blessing. And find some way of noting with appreciation all that has gone before in your life that has brought you to this state. And also appreciate others for what they've learned, what you have learned, what you together have witnessed and done. So it is a blessing for gratitude. And C is for call out. State aloud your intention, your gratitude for the past, and your dedication to the present and the future, really feed these words into your body of your gratitude, of your intention. Feed them into your body as colors, as fragrances, as kinesthetic knowings, as well as vibrational resounding sounds. And then that intention, the thing that you really want to do, to be, to discover, to achieve, it becomes present tense. And you know it as already accomplished. And so you live within the hyper-sensate knowing of your accomplishment of your intention. And D is for dedicated discernment. Note what you need. Take a personal inventory of those traits that will assist you during this course in fulfilling your goals. Note the things you think that will impede or stop you. In the course, find the people who will also help you use their strategies to solve your own challenges. Ask for help in the subtle energy realms. Ask for help from the great source energy to remove the impediments that you may feel, the blocks, or to burn through them. You see, be willing to change the attitudes and beliefs that you hold that hinder you from fulfilling your goals and from achieving your deeper destiny. And E is for envision and enact. And that, by that I mean create rich inner imagery of the things that you really want to do using all the things we learn in this course. Your senses, your body movement, your intentionality. If you have a project, many of you may want to take a project with you through the course, some project that you would like to achieve within the next 6 months. What does it look like? What does it smell like, taste, feel like, sound like? As many rich details as you can. Picture yourself doing the work of making it happen. Engage all of your powers, your own powers, as well as these cosmic powers that are coming, and these cosmic archetypal powers, in knowing how the world will change and be enhanced by your work as you begin to fulfill your destiny. And you begin to see help of every kind coming to you, bringing to you what is needed, and feel the great cosmos itself saying yes to you, because what you are creating is for the good of all, you see. F is for focusing, fuel for the fire, and for friends. With your group on this course, the group that you join, work together on bringing in this mutual power that is the higher power for practical assistance. Hang in with your desires. Hang in with each other. Be willing to shift and adjust your goal if need be. Boost each other's spirits. Know that the fires in ourselves may be reduced to embers once in a while, but make sure they don't go out, you know? Pay attention to the things that feed your energy and those that drain you. Do more of the first and less of the latter. Okay? And really, have some notes about the people in your group, about their goals, that you can pray for them, that you can affirm them, yes. Yeah. G is for get going gracefully. Know that the journey itself that we're taking together these 6 months, this journey is every bit as important. The journey is as important as the accomplishment, may in fact be the accomplishment, you see. Know that unexpected adventures may happen during these next 6 months. It's going to be quite a journey, both in your inner as well as your outer world. Unexpected adventures may pop up to change things. And trust that the great power itself will utilize your energy and effort to create something more wonderful than something that you dare dream. And know that you will have visitations of grace as well as grit, you know. H is for homework, and hang in there. That's the big one. Hang in there. Whenever I have studied the psychodynamics of people who really achieve things, they hang in there. I mean, the brain stays alive as we keep learning. What things can you learn during this course? Not just the course itself as you listen to the course, but also as you read the transcripts, as you read the suggested exercises, reflections. Hang in there. Notice what studies are calling you that are related to these things. What are the things you want to know, though they may seem completely unrelated to your purpose, your destiny, or goal, but odd things that will keep you refreshed. Read strange things. Do things that you never did before. Be surprised by joy on the journey, and keep a record of your learnings. Okay? I is for intensity. I once heard a wise woman fairly recently say that one of the purposes for the ancient tradition of adolescent initiation for girls was to prepare them to give everything when it was required. And of course she was relating this specifically to giving birth. But I think it's applicable in our lives. Because in our modern culture we are not trained to give everything, all of our attention, our focus, our power, our willingness, our presence, our talent, our skill, our energy, for as long as it takes to get the job done. And we're not trained to do all of that with the knowledge that we might lose all in the process, but also knowing that the more we devote all that we have, the more alive we are in the moment. You know, I think that may be why war has been so attractive in the past. Soldiers are trained to devote their all to the cause, while those at home feel that they were participating by giving their all to the cause as well. We need to train ourselves in such dedication without war. That takes practice. I mean, what is more worthy of your giving all than the next phase of your life's work, the unique expression of your soul's purpose? giving of yourself unstintingly and generously to this higher destiny and to this higher purpose. J is for joy, jokes, and just letting go. I mean, too much heavy seriousness will spoil the journey to achievement. Too much attention to the outcome will skew the process to one of unremitting labor and vast efforts to push the river. When you find yourself, oh, I've got to go back to session six and I missed it. Oh, you know, be funny about it, for God's sakes. I mean, moments of laughter, you know, with your group, tell each other jokes, you know. Cultivate a sense of joy. I do a whole thing in this course on joy, physical, mental, psychological, spiritual joy in every step along this path. And then just send joy to those around you. And K is for keeping conscious while you keep on keeping on. Spend more time in wide awake awareness, so that each decision that you make during this next 6 months has a new aliveness to it. Become more and more aware of how each choice that you make sends out ripples which affect the world around you. And 11, the L is for lightness, love, and lingering laughter. And it is the 12th step to getting where you want to be. And it reminds us to dance through the process of creation with ease, generating more love for ourselves as we go, basking in the love of others, and in the process of moving toward our higher destiny, remembering our purpose, the highest good. And of course, in the course you're going to meet, as has happened, you know, in the earlier courses, you really meet many new people who will become your dear friends, and generating so many new ideas and finding so many new things to chew on and delight you, you know, that really help lead you to a better, a greener, a finer world, both within and without. And the 13th, M, is for the mind of God made manifest. And this takes us to the place we've been aiming for. This is the place where spirit itself, the mind of God, if you will, has expressed itself through us, has been made manifest in a fresh and totally unique way. Celebrate, make merry, you're doing amazing things. Now, for the remaining 13 letters of the alphabet, please make up your own steps. Remember that with this course, you have a great deal of support along the way, and you need never feel alone in this soul work. And really take the time to make connections that fill you and motivate you. And so much can be accomplished. So much can be accomplished, you see. Because this is a form of innovative transformation for health, for education, for the environment, for creativity, for partnership, for spirituality, you see. And for deep creativity, create something that's never existed before. Stretch beyond the boundaries of the familiar into uncharted territory. Hold the vision of what you want, and you will make a difference. Because your awakening, as it happens in the next 6 months, is a gift to this world that needs you now more than ever. More than ever. Now, I'm also can announce something that this is a special. There's a bonus thing that I'm bringing to this course, and it is I'm going to be giving you as a bonus 3-hour-long special processes, and each one is a dilly. And the first one is a more physical process, the second is a psychological one, and the third is a metaphysical powerhouse of a journey. And together they bring new perspective and possibilities into the human condition. The first, now this is going to sound very strange to you, but it really is phenomenal. It's called Releasing the Tension in the Tongue and Becoming Able to Speak Extremely Well. Because, you know, many people feel they have difficulty speaking, especially when it comes to public speaking or even speaking their most interesting and creative thoughts. Now, this is a brilliant process. It begins as a psychophysical exercise designed by my late husband, Robert Masters, that has the effect of giving the tongue and the face much greater flexibility, and then exploring. It activates your mind-brain in such a way that you find brand new capacities for rich speech, thought, and expression. And it is fascinating, when my husband was working with Feldenkrais, the great psychophysical master, he said, Bob, this is one of the greatest exercises ever created. It affects everything. And it really does. It is a phenomenal exercise. And the second one is the more psychological, and I call it the dialogue between your head and your heart. You know, we often sometimes feel that we contain within us divided and distinguished worlds. I mean, part of us a cold and calculating rational computer, and the other part swayed by the emotions and yearnings of the moment. So in this really rather astonishing process, you gain a more conscious and creative interrelationship and partnership between your heart and your head. And you will access the deeper gifts of both, as well as finding potentials that you may never have known you had. Now, I'm being very brief in these descriptions, but I tell you, these are very, very powerful exercises, processes. And the third one I call becoming the cosmic human, because embedded in the cosmos as we are, we literally have all kinds of connections to the universe at large and at small. And in this thrilling process, you will build luminous bridges between your local self and your universal self, with a capital. You will travel the stars, you will beam back intelligence, love, and creativity to yourself as an agent of a higher possibilities. And without saying more, friends, please know that this may prove to be one of the greatest adventures of your life. Enough said. So, friends, I'm so looking forward to your joining with me as we begin. And I hope that my life experience, all of this, will join with yours. And together, we will have ourselves a very rich, fertile, and transformative